Welcome to Nick's podcast, The Insanity of God. We pray that God will bless you in what you're about to hear.
You know, all of this stuff is going through my mind that I had built my identity around being a husband, a father, a missionary, a Baptist, a believer, all of that. Now, in a short flight from Nairobi, from the New Testament into Somali land, the Old Testament, all that's gone. And I had told myself and knew and had shared with so many people that Jesus sends us out as sheep among the wolves. And I said that in such a cavalier way, but now for the first time, I'm a sheep among the wolves where the wolves are in the majority. And sheep don't win too many fights with wolves. And these wolves are angry. They're ravaging anything they can get their hands on. And I went and laid on my sleeping bag and I told God, to hell with this place. There's nothing here to even work with. Where do you start? There's nothing these people don't need. And you can give them food and they'll die because they don't have water. You give them food and water and they'll die because they don't have medicine. And you can give them the food and water and the medicine and the people come take it from them with guns and maybe kill them, you know, in the midst of that. And I'm thinking, there's nothing here. I've not been trained for this. I had never heard a sermon on persecution. I had never preached one. I had never heard of the Lord's Supper being taken in present active tense. You know, we do this in remembrance of me. What if that poured out blood is yours right now in identifying with Jesus? And I just lost all of my identity and I went to bed and said, God, if I don't have a clear word from you, I will get out of here as soon as possible and I'll get my family and we'll go back to where we can be believers and be Christians. And you know what? God's got such a weird sense of humor because I turned on my shortwave radio to BBC. And usually before 5 o'clock at night, they have like a 5-10 minute devotional on BBC. And that night, the devotional was probably by all of my prejudice growing up in America, except one. It was a woman. It was a single woman. She was a British lady, and she was a member of Parliament, and she was a Jew. And she's going to do a devotional on remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy from the Ten Commandments. And I said to God, well, you've blown this one. There's not going to be any word from this. And she went back and in her devotional talked about how Israel had been slaves for 400 years, and how when Moses came down off that mountain with those tablets cradled in his arm, when he got to the commandment, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, that there would have been a shout, a cheer, a cry of victory throughout all of Israel, because that was the first time in human history that God said, and in writing, my people shall be free, because only free people can choose to take a Sabbath. And she said, we've watered this down to whether we take a day off or whether we take go to church or whatever. But she says what this was a cry from the throne of God that you shall be free, because only free people can choose to worship. And from this day, whether you're in Egypt, whether you're in Canaan, whether you're in the desert, it is your choice. You can make the choice whether or not you are free to worship and witness to God. And I'm laying there on my blanket weeping because what came to me is you're in the garden and there hangs the fruit. And you're looking at the commandments and it's your choice. Are you going to choose to stay and help me? Now, I know talking about God this way may really mess some people up, but to me it was like God was saying, You can choose. You're free. You can go if you want to. You're free to go. You can choose to go, or will you choose to stay with me or leave me here by myself? And I had that vision of God. I had that vision of Nick walking out on God. And it's my choice. And God's saying, you can go, get on that plane and fly, and I'll do what I can by myself. And I stayed. And I stayed for those 2 weeks until that Red Cross plane came back and sent me word that if I could make it to the airport in a certain amount of time, they'd take me back to Nairobi. And I set some kind of Olympic record getting to the airport and taxiing out of there and flying from the Old Testament back to the New Testament, back to where the sheep among the wolves and the sheep seem to be in the majority. And I get off the plane, and there's my wife and my kids. And there's no bombs, and they've got food on the table, and my kids are healthy, and I didn't know what to do with that. I still don't know what to do with that. How do you fly from Pentecost? How do you fly from Acts chapter 2 and get off the plane and there stands Goliath? And you don't have a sling or five small stones. And I'm so mad at so many people. Who was supposed to teach me how to be in these places? And who was supposed to go with us? And at the same time, I'm so grateful to God that here's Ruth and here's the boys. And I couldn't imagine that in a 2 or 3 hours plane light ride, these places could be the same.
Thanks for listening. If you want to know more about our ministry, just go to nickripkin.com.